Keep going because there's people that don't want to see you succeed. Keep going because you want to prove those people wrong. You want to knock the naysayers down. You want to make them your footstool.
I wish I could tell you that if you just keep going, it's going to get lighter. But that's not the truth. The truth is, you got to find something within.
I'm telling you to keep going when you face opposition. I'm telling you to keep going when you face adversity. I'm telling you to keep going because
it's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money, when all your energy gone, when you have nothing left, that's when it's showtime. When you find a way out of no way, when you find breath that you don't have, when you find energy that did not exist, when you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you find a way.
If you look at anyone that's happy or successful in life, it's because they know how to keep fear in check. When you want something new and fear pipes up and tells you you can't have it, you've got to say, yes, I can. When you want to try something new and fear pipes up and tells you you shouldn't do it, you've got to say, yes, I should. When you want to go somewhere new or be with someone new and fear pipes up and says you won't do it, you've got to say, yes, I will.
You got to find something within, and that's got to push you, and that's got to elevate you, and that's got to drive you, and that's got to move you.
You were created to reach your destiny. You have the power and the ability to reach your destiny. So keep going because
I can't quit. I can't stop. I can't get tired. I can't give up. I can't give in. My mama counting on me. My wife is counting on me. Listen to me. When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, when you ain't got nothing left in your tank, you got to think about the people in your life that you're doing this for. And then if you can think about them, you can go one more mile. You can go one more day at work.
Keep going because you're recreating history and leaving a legacy.
But we must keep moving. We must keep going. If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
What if things don't end up like they're supposed to? What if this work, this energy I've invested doesn't pay off? What if I stay average? What if my story was never meant to be unique? What if I try and I fail? What if my friends stop calling? What if I let my family down? What if people don't like what I have to say? What if my idea is a little too out there? What if I'm pushing things too far, too quickly? What if the worst possible scenario happens? What if I lose everything? What if success is for someone else? What if I'm meant to work, to pay bills, and to sleep? What if the starting role is just too much for me? What if I was a born follower? What if I never find happiness? What if I don't choose the right path? What if I get lost? What if I can never be as good as the person standing next to me? What if a life of meaning will always be something I'll have to stare up at, wishing, dreaming? Or what if I just change the way I look at the world? What if today is just the beginning? What if I decide who I'm going to be and become it? What if my actions can create a ripple effect that will transcend space and time? What if impossible isn't fact? What if it's opinion? And what if I don't buy it? What if this new world means that existence starts with me? What if I can be the one people look up to? What if my past got me here, but has no effect on where I can go? What if every single day is a fresh start? What if I can be the one who defies the odds? What if my dreams become the standard? What if my ideas change how people see reality? What if the term difficult is nothing more than a cop-out? What if my doubters ignite the flame that is my success? What if my fear of mediocrity overcomes my fear of the unknown? What if second place is no longer an option? What if I make the choice to live every second of my life like it's a miracle? And what if that's exactly what every second is? What if it's time to start living like it? To start thinking like it? To never sell myself short? What if nothing good happens until I believe it? What if I stopped wasting my time trying to convince others? Because I am the only one who must be convinced.
Keep showing up. If no one invests in you, invest in yourself. If no one believes in you, believe in yourself. Even if you don't see the results right away, keep showing up until you do see the results. Even if you don't see the results for a very, very long time, keep showing up. What if the results don't come? They're not going to come if you quit. Keep showing up. I'm tired. Keep showing up. I don't feel like it. Keep showing up. I can't see any results. Keep showing up. I don't know where to start. Just start. Do something. Take that first step. Every step you take adds up. And sooner or later, you'll look back and see that you're at the top of the staircase. It doesn't matter if you can't see the top from where you are. Just know that if you keep climbing, if you keep learning how you can get to the next level, you will soon be exactly where you need to be. If you quit, if you never start climbing, if you never take that first step, you'll never get there, and you'll forever live in regret. People don't make it because they quit. Full stop. They say they tried everything. Sure, they tried everything. They tried everything but sticking it out. They tried everything but courage to keep going. They tried everything but showing heart when things got hard. They did try quitting. Winners do not quit. They show up. Rain, hail, or shine. They show up when it works, when it's hard. They show up every single damn time. And that right there is the difference. Keep showing up. Rain, hail, or shine, success is mine. Hard or easy, slow or long, success is mine. Feel like it, don't feel like it, success is mine. Failure, setbacks, naysayers, success is mine.
There comes a time in life, more often than not for most of you, where you've got to deal with pain. With tough times, with heartache. These times are designed to make or break you. When something bad happens in life, our common response is to ask questions like, why me? Why do bad things always happen to good people? Now, I'd love to tell you that pain won't come in your life, but I can't. I'd love to tell you that you can go through life without disappointment, but I can't. Now, I'd love to tell you that you'll go through life without any heartache, but I can't. Just know that if you hold your ground and push through pain, you will become stronger. Diamonds ain't formed on soft sandy beach somewhere. They're formed in the toughest, most intense, most dangerous place on earth. Under pressure that you couldn't even imagine. Under tension, under pain. This is where diamonds are formed. All life demands struggle. Most people think life comes with privileges, not problems, promises, not pain. But those who have everything given to them don't appreciate shit. They become lazy, selfish to the real values in life. The hard work and the struggle that you face now is the main ingredient for who you'll become tomorrow. How can we appreciate success and happiness if we've never had pain? Every single struggle makes you better. All the tough times make you stronger. Every time you get knocked down, it lets you climb a little higher next time. What are you going to do when you go through pain? Because how pain changes you is up to you. We all experience pain. My challenge to you is to not just go through pain, but grow through it. Pain is there to make you better. Without struggle, there can be no victory. And let me tell you, when you've been through pain, when you fall for where you are, you ain't gonna let anyone take away what you got. When you've earned it and paid your dues and suffered and failed, been hurt and been down, and you get back up, when pain and struggle comes to face you again, you look it in the face and stand it down. Because you've been through too much. You're too strong now. Everything that has happened to you up until this point has made you who you are. And it will continue to mold you into who you will be. All pain, all the sacrifice, all the heartache, all the criticism is always going to be there. But you've got to go through it. You've got to go out and you've got to make moves to make change. Believe you can. Tell yourself you're the person you want to be. And even though from an outside perspective you ain't, just believe it. This will fill you with confidence and you'll start carrying yourself differently. You'll start looking at the world differently. You'll start talking differently, walking differently. Because you ain't no longer the person you are. You're the person you've always wanted to be. But you've got to believe in you. So believe.
We are just completely in this incredible place of unlimited options. I just struggle with people's inability to have perspective on where they sit in opportunity in a 7.7 billion person world.
The quickest and easiest way to get to do what you want while paying your bills is to start sacrificing leisure and other things and start focusing on monetizing the thing that you want to do in the future.
I used to drag through school. By the time I got to 3:30, I was like dead because I hated it. So you can't put in the hours unless you love it. That's why I believe loving it leads to the most success. Because I think somebody else loves what you don't love, mm-hmm. that you're doing for money, true. Thus they'll be more successful because they're gonna do it for 19 hours. Now there's talent.
Yes.
You may not love singing and you open up your mouth and you sound like Whitney Houston, that's real. You may not love, there's athletes, absolutely, I know them, who are not passionate about their sport, but they were born 6'10" and very coordinated. So it happens. But I think that's the rarity.
Your rank amongst the 7.7 billion people in the world when it comes to opportunity is ridiculous.
To have a special life, you have to do special things. And that usually means putting in the work and loving it. You take your advantages. Some advantages are experience. Some advantages are youth. You have to deploy patience. It's not going to happen overnight.
Right, that's what I learned from you.
Put out content for 8.5 years before anybody gave.
Have to dream.
Please factor in what the world's going to be like in 2019 to 2025 versus looking at what the world was like 2009 to 2015. Way too many decisions by way too many people are being made by factoring in the past without anticipating the future.
Forget about Benzes and shoes and homes and planes. The ROI of life is not money, it's being happy. And when I look at the people that I see that are happy, regardless of their income levels or success or fame or notoriety or money, so much of that is completely predicated on the fact that either their parenting or circumstance helped them have actual perspective to what the hell is going on here.
Do you know what I wish for all of you 25-year-olds in here? That you knew how young you feel at 40. News alert, you're gonna kind of feel exactly the same.
I don't think there's anything wrong with chasing money. I just think that it's usually the quickest way not to get it.
I am remarkably stunned by the lack of accountability in our society. Everything wrong at VaynerMedia, anything that ever happens, any piece of content, anything that ever happens in my life, 100% is my fault. And let me tell you what happens with accountability. You get real happy. When you feel that there's no other source controlling your shit, all of a sudden it gets happier. Your ego and your insecurity doesn't want to take the L. You don't want to admit that you fucked up. Because for some reason, so many of you are living your lives based on other people's opinions, and that is crippling you.
The way to really eliminate fear is by not giving a f- about anybody's opinion. My losses are mine. I'll deal with them myself. I don't need your 2 cents. You're losing plenty on your own. Patience and inner voice makes you unbeatable.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
Some of you out there are still in the dark. And I get it. You need a boost. You need a spark. So let this serve as your spark to help bring you out of the dark, because I need you to be hungry like a shark. So please, turn the lights on when I'm talking to you, because I said they didn't realize that every setback of your life, they didn't realize that every bad day of your life, they didn't realize that every sad day of your life, they didn't realize that every so-called failure, disaster, missed opportunity, a tragedy was just a building block of strategy, and the agony, the pain, the heartache, the misery was put in place to give you the strength to rewrite history. Therefore, it should be no mystery when you make a special delivery to the doorsteps of victory. And you will. Because you have been patiently waiting for this moment, cultivating and calculating, using the pain of your life to derive the energy from what was once a deprived and wasted synergy, because your own worst enemy has always been you. But no longer. The days that used to be sad and blue are now giving way to the days of the new you that has grown and grew to new heights and clear skies that are sunny and blue. You made the choice to clear your old canvas. And with a fresh set of mental paintbrushes, you drew your desired outcome and took the necessary steps to make sure it came true. For so long, you've known you had an inner beast inside. But you were scared to bother it. For so long, you've known you had an inner beast inside. But you were scared to bother it. That's just like planting a seed and then never watering it. Never making sure it's provided with exposure to sunlight, basically just squandering it. But that version of you no longer exists. Because from the depths of your inner soul comes your inner beast, and you are now honoring it. That seed that was planted in your soul has been patiently waiting. That seed that was planted in your heart has been laying low for the perfect time. That seed that was planted in your spirit has been storing energy. That seed that was planted in your mental has been digesting and processing. And when all of these forces came together, they created the perfect storm that set the stage for your inner beast to be born. That set the stage for your inner beast to take form. That set the stage for your inner beast to transform. That set the stage for your inner beast to break through and swarm like a large group of bees. And now you're ready to sting anyone that stands between you and the stamp of greatness needed to make your successful transformation official. So if you have any doubts, let them fizzle. Because now you're locked in on your target like a missile. Wait a minute. Make that a heat-seeking missile. Because you're so hot that you sizzle. And your vision is so clear that it's crystal. Now realize that any limitations you ever placed on yourself were always, always, always meant. See, so many of us experience an extended pregnancy as it relates to giving birth to our dreams, our gifts, our true self-worth, and ultimately our legacy. But our inner beast is way overdue to be unleashed to the world. And thus, it went from a gentle rub, to a light tap, to a subtle kick, to a strong push, to a stronger kick, and even a stronger push. See that desire that's telling you to get up and go do? That's your inner beast. The passion to keep pushing through, that's your inner beast. That voice in your head that's telling you to believe, that's your inner beast. That yearning you have deep inside to achieve, that's your inner beast. The mental toughness to fall down 9 times and get back up 10, that's your inner beast. The resiliency to fight to the end, that's your inner beast. The heart you display to persevere through the dark days, that's your inner beast. The fear you overcame to lead and trailblaze, that's your inner beast. Listen to me. Your inner beast is waiting patiently for you to release it to the world.
I'm gonna lose weight. I'm gonna get a new job. I'm gonna spend more time with my family. I'm gonna stop smoking. I'm gonna stop drinking. I'm gonna leave this abusive relationship. So why is it, come February, we're back doing the same old shit, making the same mistakes, hanging around with the same old people, doing the same bad habits, making the same excuses? This happens every single year, and I'm telling you now, if you don't want to fall into the same old trap that you do every year, then you need to change something else before all that other shit that you put on your resolution list. You need to change your mind. You need to change the way you think, the way you look at the world, the way you look at problems. You got to change what you believe is possible. Without the correct mindset and belief about what you're capable of or what you will have, you'll have no chance of following through on any of your New Year's resolutions. This year will be the same as last year if you don't change your mind. This will be your year. Don't let what's happened to you up until this point define what happens from this point on. All that you've been through in life, all the pain, all the darkness. You have the power to change it from this day forward, but you have to change your mind. Let this be the year where you get up off the ground, out the dirt. Let this be the year that you get the passion for life that you've never had before. A year like no other. But a new year means nothing without a new mind. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. If you've still got that shit in your head, you're gonna have shit in your life. If you've still got that hate in your mind, you're still gonna have hate in your life. All that's gonna be different is you're gonna have a new calendar to work on all that hate and shit that you did last year. You're still gonna be lazy. You're still gonna be hateful. You're still gonna be fat. You're still gonna be jealous. You're still gonna be insecure. You're still gonna be hating on people. But if you say without a shadow of a doubt that that's it, I'm done, I'm gonna change because I have to, because life depends on it. When that clock strikes 12, you'll make the change and stick to it. This is your year. All you gotta do is get in the right frame of mind. This is your year to get healthy. This is your year to meet that person of your dreams. This is your year to get in shape. Your year to go further in your career. Your year to break free from depression. This is your year to chase your dreams. Change the way you think. And this year, you'll transform the rest of your life. What's your greatest fear? Fear is a part of life. It's a constant. Just like the air that you breathe or the beat of your heart, it's always gonna be there. Like a big shadow following you around every time you wanna try something new, start a new job, meet new people, it's gonna be there, whispering in your ear, lying to you about what might happen if you do this new thing. The question is, are you gonna let it control you or are you gonna control it? Because let me tell you, if you don't keep fear in check, it will consume you. It will slowly but surely start breaking you down piece by piece, stripping away everything that's good inside you. All the imagination, all the adventure, spontaneity, all the stuff that was inside you as a kid will be buried in the shadow of fear. Don't let it. Don't let the fear of failing or f***ing up stop you from being who you want to be, doing what you want to do, seeing what you want to see. Just do it, man. Remember, you can fail in life at something you hate, so you might as well try to do something you love. The more times you challenge yourself, the more times you venture into the unknown, the more times you push through the fear, the stronger you become, and the more fear starts fearing you. You're a force to be reckoned with. How are you going to let fear control your life? You're stronger than that, come on. You've got everything you need inside you to achieve anything. And you're gonna let fear dictate what you do? You run from your fears, you ain't living. You're alive, but you ain't living. What was I scared of? What else can I do? What else am I capable of? What else can I overcome? And if you fail the first time, you get back up and you go again. You're unstoppable. If you don't do it the first time, at least you try. And until you start believing different, nothing's ever gonna change. You have to first see it in your mind, that place where you wanna be. You have to picture yourself there. Wherever it is, you've gotta picture yourself there. All right, the next step is you've gotta believe it. You have to believe it almost like an insane person, that you can do it. And some people will actually think you're insane. And I tried, it's a lot f***ing better than what if. Because what if has nothing but regrets at the end of the day. And that is the only fear that you're allowed to fear. Having regrets. But you've got to believe in you. So believe. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.